Hi, everybody. This is Shamira Young from ShamiraStudios.com. And today we have a business spotlight interview with Nikita Legal from SheFlair.com. That's SheFlair.com. And the purpose of this interview is just to give us all a glimpse into the lives of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people just trying to make their own way. So today, Nikita is going to tell us about SheFlair and where she came from, how she arrived at where she is now, journey ahead of her. I just hope you enjoy the interview as we pick her brain. So here we go. Nikita Legal, I want to thank you so much for just being with us today. The purpose of this interview is just to give people a glimpse into the lives of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people trying to make their own way and doing things differently than the standard 9-to-5, which is more and more the case these days. So I just want to thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to make sure I'm getting your last name right. That's Nikita Legal, right? Not legal.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Nikita, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you came from.
Oh, I am from Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I'm an actress and a producer, and I'm also a distributor with OrganoGold. So basically, I started off originally modeling, then got into acting, then decided I wanted to know more of the other side of the camera, which sort of led me here with this new website I'm doing called SheFlair.com. Basically, it has a lot to do with fashion, but more so fashion from a cultural side, because I do travel a lot, and sometimes the culture we come from informs the designs that the designers tend to make. So everything from when Versace started with the safety pin, mm-hmm. and the importance of the rebellious nature with the safety pin from local designers to what they take from the bobo shanties and the things we get with traditional carnival and mass that some people may know Trinidad for.
Okay. Very interesting. So you started off as a model and an actress, you said?
Yep.
And about how many years did you do that?
I modeled for about four or five years. I still do it now occasionally, but I'm heavier into the acting right now than the modeling.
Okay. Okay, so would you say that you prefer to act over modeling?
Well, I think so. You can do more with it. I mean, modeling and projects are shorter, but acting, mm-hmm. you know, you get to tell a whole story. You get to entertain somebody for an hour and a half. And at times you get to send a message as well. Because one of the first ones I did was with MTV UK. A movie called Tribes, which was basically on HIV/AIDS awareness. It showed in all over the world, basically. It showed it in Africa, in the US. John Hopkins actually uses it as a teaching tool.
Really? So, okay.
That was a lot of fun.
Good for you. It's wonderful when you can do something that you enjoy doing and serve a greater purpose at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's great, by the way, that you're pushing things further, taking your modeling experience, your acting experience, and still continuing to progress and grow with your new website. I worked with a motorcycle magazine for a while, and we worked with models. We would shoot our own covers for it. The whole thing was international, and it was really interesting getting to chat with models from all over the world and seeing where they were headed, what their plans were for the future. Because I know modeling, it's not forever. You know, just like sports, for example. You know, there's a time limit on it. So I think that's great that you are branching out from that.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit more about your current business, about SheFlair.
Well, essentially what I wanted to do is I want to essentially build a community where mainly women who come and they learn about different things, mm-hmm. very positive atmosphere, and very against women sort of bickering or putting each other down, and something that is very appreciative of differences. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple people in mind that are going to come on board with me with the blogging and that kind of thing. I have a friend and herself and her sister. They're going to pair up. So one has a spa, the other one is a fitness instructor fitness instructor slash nutritionalist. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do that side of things because that's where their expertise lie, from exercise, healthy eating, spa treatments that you can use to help do things like remove cellulites and that kind of thing. Because of the amount of traveling I do when I'm interested in fashion and the culture, I'm going to be interviewing people and doing blog posts from wherever I meet, you know, the new designers, the people doing things that people don't really see in mainstream, from probably some big designers as well, just to sort of get people into, you may come because you see a big designer name, but you might stay because you see all these unknowns doing things that you might find interesting.
Okay.
All right. So things like that, essentially, is what the site is going to be about.
Okay, so I want to make sure I have this right and understand it correctly. Then the purpose of She Flair is to educate women on beauty, on how to take care of themselves, and to build community?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah. I think that's so important among women, definitely. I have a little bit of feminist in me. So anything that pulls women together, I think is so, so important.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have to keep an eye on this website too, because that sounds like something that I would be interested in, just reading the posts and seeing what's out there.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the beautiful things about Trinidad is because we have so much diversity, you're not expected to be anything in the sense of you may go to somewhere else where they expect people to be model thin or extremely curvy. And women are just so diverse and so beautiful with that diversity. And although you have fashion magazines that push a certain type of woman, people like different things and men like different things. And not everybody likes somebody that is really skinny. Some people like really tall women, really short women, curvy women. And it's all sort of a beautiful thing in its uniqueness.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, something that drove me crazy when I worked with models at the magazine was that so many of them were so hard on themselves. I could not believe it. I mean, we had beautiful women coming in from all over the place, and with the exception of a few, most of them were so critical about their bodies. And you know, it drives me crazy when women, models or not, nitpick themselves about certain areas. And it's hard not to do when you're a woman, but we do come in different shapes and different sizes.
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of, you know, how God made us.
Right.
So now tell us, what are the main obstacles that you've come up against with your business, and how are you overcoming them? That could be with She Flair, your experience with being a model or an actress, any of that.
With She Flair, I think it was timing more than anything else, because there were other things that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I wanted everything to start now. But I decided, you know what, Nikita, if you're going to do it, just do it. And as you go on, you'll accomplish other things. Because I would like for probably a year from now, 2 years from now, to have designers, like after I interview them, for them to have their own little store where people from different parts of the world could exchange and discover new fashions, and they can send things and all that. So that is going to take some time. So probably just overcoming the idea of things being perfect in my own head has been my biggest thing with She Flair. I think acting with that, it was just basically meeting the right people, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, the industry, when it comes to entertainment, there are a lot of talented people in, if you're pursuing acting, if you're pursuing music, but if you don't meet the right people, people may never really discover your talents because there's so many doors. So I'm really glad that I'm finally in a place where I've met some amazing people and have a really great team. So I'm really, really happy and grateful for that.
Good. Yes. Yeah, so much of it is who you know.
yeah.
I'm sure you've heard the term solopreneur, which is, you know, I've listened to interviews and met some very successful solopreneurs. But you'll find that even with them, they're still getting out there and networking and meeting with people and Skyping with people and meeting face to face. And I really like what you said about building that team around you because, you know, no one person can do it all on their own.
Right.
And has your family... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you'll never really be an expert at everything.
Exactly. And have you heard the principle of, oh, who said this? Oh, it was an author, and I can't remember his name. But he said that you're an average of the five people that you hang out with the most. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I heard that before.
And the first time I heard that was probably... oh, maybe a couple of years ago, and it made me stop and think. And it really makes you stop and look at who you're hanging around with, and you're like, huh, wait a minute, that's true. And so I think
it's one of those things as well, like when people become successful and you sometimes hear their friends say that they've changed. And I think it really means that they've grown, not necessarily that they changed.
Right.
Well, the change is really growth, because if they stayed exactly the way they will, they wouldn't have been able to achieve what they achieved, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, we can't stay in the same place. We have to continue to grow. Although it can be hard when friends or family are staying in the same place and they don't quite understand, especially with people who break away from the typical 9-to-5 job and they want to do their own thing. Family and friends can take a while to get on board at times.
Yeah.
Has that been your experience at all, or have they been generally supportive, or...
I think they've been generally supportive, but I have a very type A personality, and I think they know me well enough to know that I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. So if you want to stick around, then you have to be supportive.
Very good. Good for you. And so, I guess, what do you know now that you wish you had known before you got into your business?
I wish I kind of accepted that things weren't going to be 100% perfect as soon as I started. Because then that was my main thing for why I didn't start it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one thing. If I could pick anything, you know, I've sort of decided to let this project grow organically, because I know there may be some things that I'd want to change later and some things that I'd want to add.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really like, this is what I want to do. It has to be this way. It can't be any other way. And that's a good way to not start.
Exactly. Yeah, it's you can never get it perfect on the first try. And you learn things along the way that you didn't know before.
Right.
And I've heard, I listened to John Lee Dumas's podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire. And he's talking to these men and women who make millions of dollars every year. I mean, he talks to some big name people, and they'll share how they messed up. Every single one of them messed up in the beginning. There was never an instance where they did things perfectly. But that's when they said they learned the most, is when they fell and got back up again.
Yeah. I mean, making mistakes are okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not okay when you keep making the same mistakes.
Did you go to school for being a model, for being an actress?
Oh, no. I have a degree in chemical and process engineering.
Really?
You know,
wow.
I got that lecture of, if you're an engineer, you'll never be out of work. If you're an engineer, you'll be rich and successful. And I went and I did the engineering. I really did like science. I still have a passion for science.
Okay.
But I tried it and I looked around and I'm like, these people aren't rich. They're working really hard for something they will never own.
Now, did you go to a university for your, did you, do you have a university degree?
Yeah, I have a university degree.
Where did you go?
Right, University of the West Indies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I did that, and then I realized, this isn't what I want to do. But it still had a benefit, because part of what you learn while doing engineering is problem solving. So you take a problem, you break it apart, you look at it in different ways, and then you sort of find a way to put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good tool to have with business, because there are always problems, and sometimes you just need to be a little bit creative to look at it in different ways to find that solution.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. That's a big, huge part of business.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so funny that you went to school for engineering, because I did not. I went to art school. However, prior to going into college, so many people were telling me, oh, you should be something practical, you know, like an engineer. They make so much money. And what I did was I went to a pre-engineering program at Purdue. And it was only a couple weeks, but I came out of there and I knew it was not for me. And that I needed to pursue something that I had a passion in.
Yeah.
Which for me was art, which led to design. So not just painting, sketching, but web design and graphic design.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's whatever path we end up taking, it always leads to something else. Like with you, you went to school for engineering and look at where you are now. But I'm glad that you don't regret it, because it all is just a learning process.
Right.
So what's the most rewarding aspect of what you're doing now? I guess the most fulfilling for you.
I think the most rewarding thing is to just listening to people talk about their passion, because they give off such positive energy when they're talking about a design that they did, or the concept behind something, or the change they see in their clients when they start living a healthier lifestyle. It's a really positive environment to be around, and to just to get that positive feedback from people talking about the things that they're doing that they love, you know? Because if you're going to spend, some people who work and they spend 8 hours a day doing something, I mean, when you work it out 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, that's about a quarter of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be something you enjoy.
Exactly. And I'm sure you've noticed the difference between when you talk to someone who's doing something they love versus someone who is stuck in a job that they can't stand. The difference is night and day in their energy level.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, is there anything else that you want to tell us about your business? Give us your website and any other URLs that you want us to know, Facebook, anything like that?
Okay, the website address is www.sheflair.com. That's S-H-E-F-L-A-I-R, one word. And the Facebook address is facebook.com/sheflair, S-H-E-F-L-A-I-R. Right?
Perfect. Thank you so much for just chatting with me today about this, and we're definitely going to have to keep an eye on SheFlair as it develops and grows. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really did enjoy doing your course. It would have been very intimidating to do the startup without it, because I'm not necessarily the most tech-savvy person. So I really did get a benefit from it, and thank you for putting that up there.
Oh, I'm so glad it helped you. It's all about us helping each other,
right,
succeed and, you know, really achieve our goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks as well.